Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Leo Posada. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Joe Nuxhall. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Carey reaches second base with a double. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pignatano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Larry, and towards Wood, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Posada reaches third base with a triple. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pignatano hits a line drive into center field. Bruton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bruton. Posada scores. Pignatano moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Boros. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the mound. Nuxhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boros hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pignatano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Pignatano moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Pignatano scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Jerry Lump. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Pilarczyk moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jay Hankins pinch runs for Norm Seaburn. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Posada is hit by the pitch. Boyd moves to third. Hankins moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown fires to third and picks off Boyd. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Jay Hankins now playing center field. Leo Posada now playing left field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carey strikes out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Pignatano reaches second base with a double. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pignatano moves to third. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Nuxhall moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown fires to third and picks off Pignatano. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash is hit by the pitch. Colavito moves to second. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to third. Cash moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Houser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Posada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hankins moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 4 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk, who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 4 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Wood scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Bruton moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.